You're listening to Lightning Radio. Lightning strike! Lightning strike! Lightning strike!
You send them away. You're tuned in to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T. Keep it locked. Lavella Ellis said that.
Right now you're in tune to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, and we're here with an artist that was born here in the UK, in South London, to Jamaican parents. Her father was known to us as the father of Rocksteady. Is none other than the one and only Lavella Ellis. Thanks for giving us your time this afternoon, and welcome back to Lightning FM.
Thank you.
Lavella, please tell us how your music career started. As I'm told, at the age of 14, you started to sing at home behind closed doors, but was very shy. Please explain some more.
We're going back a couple of years now. I think I was going out somewhere, and obviously, you know, girls do. You sing, before you get, you know, you get dressed and you're singing and stuff. And I didn't notice my voice or my talent or anything, but I wouldn't have said that I couldn't sing. It's my mum heard me one day and she come and she knocked on the door and said, "Is that you singing like that?" And I said, "No." And my music was still playing, so I kind of, you know, I mean, got out of that. But then there was a couple of times she caught me singing and she couldn't believe it. And yeah, it started from there, early teens, yeah.
All right, LaVilla. You reached the age of 16 and formed the group Ladies With Vibes and entered competitions, which you won. The group received £250 for winning. Please explain some more about the competition and how this has helped you to get to where you are today.
Again, going back when I was 16, you know, I had a couple of friends and I thought we could just form a group. We heard about this talent that was going on and there was quite a lot of people that were doing singing, dancing, etc. And there were a couple of girls and they didn't sing that bad, so I thought, okay. Obviously, when I started at 14, I didn't know how good I was, but as I got to 16, I thought, you know, I probably could have kind of helped them here and there sort of thing. Formed a little group. We didn't even do any vocal training or anything. We just rehearsed at home, helping my sister at the time. And then we just went for it from there. When we got down there, we sang. When we finished, people were like, "I can't believe it, you guys were singing." We thought it was a record that was playing. We sang SWV, "Can We Get Kinky Tonight?" And it was actually, we had the whole entire thing, the rap, the riffs, everything was in there. Yeah, and it was like on point. And we didn't know how good it was until afterwards. And everyone was saying, like I said, "Yeah, you know, can't believe that was actually it." They thought it was a record playing. And we were really, really happy with ourselves. And we thought we were going to take it further, but then some of them wasn't ready for it.
Okay, it was the year of 1998, which saw you step into the studio for the first time with JC Thompson of MFW Entertainment to record some original tracks and also some covers of your father's songs in an R&B kind of vibe, such as I'm Still In Love, Breaking Up, and You Make Me So Very Happy. What was this like for you? And what was the response from people when they saw you performing your father's songs?
Well, I went into a studio before that because I had a lot of people coming up to me after I did that competition. It was based in Battersea at the time and it was run by a youth club at the time as well. So we had a lot of people that was in the projects that wanted to work with me. I did a couple of demo things, but I didn't feel comfortable. And obviously Jay came along and it was just like, straight away I just knew what he was about. He was about business and he knew about the stuff and he's worked with a lot of people in the past as well. I mean, some people might know of Martin Gerolds, but going back a couple of years ago, she was really, really big. She went as far as, you know what I mean, making, you know what I mean, in the charts. I think one of her tracks was even used on her coffee advert. So that is how big, you know what I mean, so that's where Jay's coming from. Not the fact that he's from America, but he knows what the music business is about, etc.
Yeah.
When Jay came along, like I said, we went into the studio and we'd done a couple of tracks, original tracks. Jay's wrote a couple of them. And then when I went on to do some of my dad's one into R&B, people was like, "How do you not even think of doing that? You're taking this on a completely different level." And it wasn't just like someone else singing Ornella's songs. This is his daughter, so it's like a handed down sort of thing. And then I've done the R&B with the reggae songs, and then I'm trying to bring it to another level. So I'm trying to get the younger artists that are trying to come up, as well as the younger generation, to know about these tracks, where these tracks are coming from, sort of thing.
For real.
Yeah. So it was out of this world kind of thing. When I played them back, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm doing my dad's songs, and it kind of sounds fat. And I'm like, yeah. And then from there, we just kind of, you know what I mean, just been messing about with the R&B and the bit of soul, bit of reggae. Just got a little twist to it, you know?
Okay, LaVilla, if you don't mind, please give us a few lines out of You Make Me So Very Happy.
Okay. You don't know how to love me, not even how to kiss me. I don't know why, but baby, you don't even seem to try. I'm still in love with you, boy.
You're listening to Lightning Radio. Lightning strike! Lightning strike! Lightning strike!
Okay, it was 2004 and you recorded Magic Feeling with your brother Christopher Ellis. Please tell us how that came about and what it was like doing a collaboration with your brother.
I've always wanted to do a collaboration with my brother. Again, it's like my dad and his sister, who's Hortense Ellis, she was a singer as well. She was very, very shy. She was a bit like me. So it was just like history repeating itself. And again, history repeating itself, brother kind of says, oh, come on, you know what I mean? You can sing, man. And I didn't know how good I was. And obviously, like I said, Jay came along as well. And he kind of put his trust in me and said to me, you know what? You don't know how good you are. All I need you to do is try and be confident, you know? There ain't any faults, the fact that you're really, really shy. And obviously, he brought that out in me. My dad and my mum pushing me, and my dad come up with this song called Magic Feeling. And he said, you know, you guys have come down to the studio and do it. So obviously, we recorded it. So it was an honour. It was an honour to have my manager, my brother, my dad, all of us in the studio, and we were just all jamming. And it wasn't even like a rehearsed thing. It was just like that, done.
Just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
Okay. Yeah. I have to ask you about the song, You Blow My Mind, which was written by yourself and JC Thompson, and then was produced by your father, Sir Alton Ellis, and then released on the Alton record label. What was it like writing a song with someone else and then being released on your father's record label?
I don't know how to describe it. It was just an honour. It was just like, this is what I'm about. This is what I want to do. I've always wanted to do sing, but I didn't know it was going to be this good, because I did hear a lot of negative things about the music industry and what comes along with it. But what I've come to notice with that is you've got to remain positive. You've got to keep the positive people around you. Anything that's negative, you know, kind of keep it away and just keep on the straight path. It was an honour. My dad said to me he's going to release it on his label. I was like, okay. And even, you know, sent some out to Japan and other places as well. It was an honour. It was an honour. Again, You Blow My Mind wasn't even a track that I concentrated on. Just went into the studio and I heard the beat, and I was just like, it's not going to be hard to write a song, because it's good. I'm good at writing love songs, and it just comes flowing. I didn't want to concentrate on the track too much, because I've noticed that with a lot of reggae songs, they're very simple, but some people find it hard to write songs. So I just thought, okay, let me find a line and let's work from there. And I just went in there and just sang my heart out. So it was an honour, though. It was an honour, yeah.
Okay, the year of 2007 saw history for the first time ever at the Jazz Caf. Alton Ellis, Christopher Ellis, and yourself, Lavella Ellis, on the same stage. This must have been a moment that you were waiting for.
It was. My dad knew I was there, but he didn't know I was at the front, because I thought, I want to feel what these fans feel. So obviously, I was at the front with my family and everybody, and I was singing, and my dad was singing. Band's going, and he took a quick glance and he saw me, and he got the band to call it, you know, to call it, and then he heard the band just kind of, you know, simmer into the background and everything, and you see him walking up and down on the stage, and he tells to the crowd that he's just had a surprise, and he's just noticed someone in the crowd that he loves very, very much, and he's loving door, and the crowd goes crazy, and then before I know it, I'm up there, and I voted out I'm Still in Love, and the crowd just went mad. Me and Christopher was up there, and my dad, it was good.
For real. Okay, it was the year of 2008, and a hard year for you. As we know, the legend passed away, but not only a legend, your father. I know your manager went to the hospital and made a promise to your father that he would make sure that your music career went from strengths to strengths. And I know one thing, if your father was here today, he would be singing Lavella, You Make Me So Very Happy. What is it like having JC Thompson as your manager?
From the day I met Jay, I haven't had any problems with him. It's just, I've had a lot of people try to tempt me with regards to coming to the studio, you know what I mean, offering you money on the play, that sort of thing. But I knew that the relationship and the business relationship that me and Jay have, it wasn't about money or what we can do there and then. It was about me starting from scratch as an artist, and he saw where I can go. You know, it wasn't going to be a short-term thing. And Jay's very, very passionate about the music business. He's been going for a long, long time. And, I mean, Jay's worked with a lot of people where they've become big-headed. They've been, what shall I say, they've been drawn into temptation and gone for it, and some of them haven't got anywhere. So you need to have that trust and that loyalty, and that's what me and Jay's got. And I know me and him are going to get really, really far, and he's a really, really good manager. Really, really good manager. I wouldn't have asked for anything better. You know, if you're wrong, he puts you in your place. If you're right, he puts you in your place and says, you know, you've done really, really well, but you could have done better. I know what you're capable of doing. You know, everything is just confidence, boosting, you know. It's just, Positive. Hi, this is LaFella Ellis, and when I'm in the kitchen on a Sunday, my radio's always locked onto Daddy Fridge and Mr. T.
You're listening to Lightning Radio. Lightning strike! Lightning strike!
LaFella, you then went on to the release of your tribute album to your father and had a big show at the Hootenanny in February of this year, which saw you and your brothers, also a few other artists, perform as a tribute to him. How did the show go?
The show was brilliant. I mean, going back to, you know, when we was at the hospital with my dad, you know, he made a promise to my dad and said to my dad, you know, I'm going to keep this music going. You know, you've been pushing your daughter to do this stuff, you know, before I came along, and obviously I've come along and boosted her a bit more, and because my dad was a very busy man. He had his career to get on with, and plus he had Christopher that he was, I would say, managing as well at the time. And I had Jay backing me, so my dad knew that my music career and everything was safe, and he knew where it was going to go. And he made a promise to my dad the day before he died that he's going to continue with me with the music. And my dad's face lit up. He couldn't talk. You know, at the time, his body was breaking down, so everything was just, you know. And he made that promise, and my dad's face lit up, and I just saw a little tear come out of his eye. And he could tell he wanted to say something, but he couldn't say anything. But that was enough for me to know that, you know, that smile said to me, you know what, go for it. I'm leaving my daughter for you to, you know what I mean, get her career off the ground, etc. And then, so when I went on to do the gig at the Jazz Cafe with my brother and a lot of other artists, and it's Al Capone, Winston Francis, Winston Reedy, and also Trish, who managed my dad at the time as well, it was just an honour. When I got up there, it was just like my dad was in the place. He was there, you know, he was there. It was an honour. I mean, it was hard. Because I enjoy my music, I just turned everything into a positive. Everything that I felt, I just thought, you know, your dad's got fans here, you've got fans here, you know, the people still love and respect your dad, your dad's always gonna be there for, you know what I mean, with regards to them being a fan. And it was just nice. Everyone has got together as a family, and you know what I mean, it was just nice to see everyone come out their way and show their support for my dad. You know what I mean, it was an honour to be involved as well. It was an honour. It was great.
For sure. All right. The 13th of April 2009 saw your performance at the Coronet in Elephant and Castle alongside another reggae legend, Beres Hammond, and also Maxi Priest. Now, this must have been like a dream come true, performing in front of 4,000 people and being a support act for the likes of Beres Hammond. What was it like for you when you were told that you would be doing this?
Again, it's like I didn't know how much people knew of me, but I knew people knew of me. I didn't know it went that far in the music industry, going to those big reggae artists, you know what I mean, topping the charts internationally. It was an honour to be there and to know that these people respected my dad. And it wasn't just about, oh, let's put her on the show, or, you know, she can sing. It was just everything in one. And I've always looked up to Beres Hammond as well. I've always loved these tracks from he released his album, you know, and Maxi Priest as well, going back. I was chuffed, man, when Jay said to me, you know what, you got a show coming up, you know? And I was like, yeah, cool, because I'm like that. I just, you know, expect anything. But I wasn't expecting to be a support act for Beres Hammond. I was like, okay, because I've done backing vocals for a few female record artists in the past, show that Jay's put on years ago. And this, to me, topped it. I was like, it obviously is going to get bigger, but from what I've done till now, it's only getting better. And I was really, really happy to be there, you know, and not just to be on there because it's Beres Hammond and Maxi Priest, but obviously I was there shining for myself as well. And people obviously know that this Ellis legacy is going to continue. They've got decades more to come.
For real. Okay, LaFella, what future plans and projects do you have that you can tell us about?
I've got a couple of gigs coming up. I've got one for the 8th, a couple of more shows I've got coming up this month, and I've got a couple more next month as well. I've got one coming up which I'll be working alongside Levi Roots, who's also released his album, and I've got another show coming up as well, who's going to be another artist there, Marcia Griffiths. So there are quite a few things coming up. At the moment, I'm trying to sort out when I'm going to release my single. I'm also trying to sort out a video as well. And I'm trying to sort out as well a couple of more tracks to put on my album, which will be out soon. But I haven't got any dates for any of those stuff yet. So got quite a lot of stuff coming up.
What's the name of your new single?
Love on Top.
Okay, that's another...
Yes. I've taken that a completely... I can't even... A completely different direction I've taken it. But if you see, the thing is, if you know my dad's tracks, you'll start singing that song. You start seeing... You start looking at yourself and you're seeing yourself singing this song. You're thinking, oh, I said, I know this song. And you're singing every single word, but you can't picture where you know this song from until I say all of this. And you're like, yes, I knew it was it. I knew that was that song. But I've sang the words exactly completely the same. It's just I've taken it a complete different direction. I'm trying to capture every single generation that I can. It's not just for the oldies. It's for those younger generation I'm trying to get as well. Because I know they like their little funky house. I'm trying to get them back into their reggae and their roots and where they're coming from. And you know what I mean? It's not even just about one ethnic minority. Because a lot of people that I didn't know listen to my dad's music, and they're Japanese, they're white, they're African, they're, you name it, you know what I mean? Right. So it's not about, it's just catching the generations and letting them know where we're coming from, you know what I mean, and where our parents come from with the music. Because some of them say, oh, that song, that means too old for me, man. I'm thinking, yeah, how do you think House and Garage started, you know what I mean? How do you think drum and bass started? This is where it's coming from, this is all the roots. You know what I mean? So it's like taking them back. You're tuned in to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T. Keep it locked. Lavella Ellis said that.
You're listening to Lightning Radio. Lightning strike. Lightning strike. Lightning strike.
Sweet, sweet child.
Just before we go, do you have any personal messages for anyone and a message for your fans?
A message to my fans. Just thank you for the support, because I've had a lot of people come onto the MySpace and they can't believe that. I mean, I've spoken to a couple of my fans on a one-to-one over the phone, and they're speechless. they talk to me a lot. They're typing away all this. When they hear my voice, it's just like, I don't know what to say. I can't even on the phone to you. And you know, I mean, you hear them running to their mum and say, "Mum, I'm on the phone to Alyssa's daughter." And it's a pleasure, you know, to hear that response from people. And I just want to tell them to say thank you, you know, for their support. And, you know, I love them, basically. And for those that are coming up and coming artists as well, you know what I mean? It's not just a dream. You can make it a reality. Just go for it. Just be positive. I mean, a lot of them are quite young out there, and they do get into a lot of negative vibes out there. But just, you know what I mean, just stay indoors, write, keep writing, writing your tunes, write your beats, build your beats, you know what I mean? Go to your youth projects, pull your little tracks, get a little help here and there. Keep off the streets, you know what I mean? Do what you enjoy doing. If it's a hobby, it's a hobby. If you want to take it another level, then go for it, keep going. It's not going to happen overnight. You've got to put 100% into it. If not 110%.
Yes, I agree. Do you have a website or MySpace or Facebook that your fans can go on and see what you're up to and where you'll be performing?
Oh, definitely. I've got my myspace.com/LovellaEllis, which is LoveLlaEllis. I've also got a Facebook, and I've also got a fan base Facebook, which is Lovella Ellis, Daughter of a Legend. And I've also got a website, which I'm in the moment just sorting out. But if you log on to those, I can always forward any information they want further via email as well, which is lovella.ellis2008@yahoo.co.uk.
Well, Lovella, I can't just let you go like that. My listeners would not be happy. Please give us a few lines out of Breaking Up.
Breaking Up. When you turned and you walked through that door, it hurt me so. I said it hurt me so. When you looked at me and you said goodbye, you made me cry. I said you made me cry. Now listen to me while I say to you, breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up is hard to do. There you go.
Once again, it's been a great pleasure talking to you this afternoon on the Mummy and Daddy Selection, and we wish you all the best in whatever you go on to do. Blessed love, Lovella.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Lightning Radio. Lightning strike! Lightning strike! Lightning strike!
You make me so very happy, and I'm so glad you took those sound boys live. You're tuned in to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T. Keep it locked. Lovella Ellis said that. When you turned and you walked through that door, it hurt me so.
Door,
it hurt me so.
breaking up.